We are on Daf Yudalev Omed Aleph by the Mishnah. Zot the Mishnah Hashoichet b'Shabbos u'b'Yom HaKippurim Af al pi shemizchayev b'nafshoi shchitosoi k'sheiro. So we have to understand what is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though he's chayev miser, how does the chayev miser play a role in the kashrus of the shchita? So the Teferes Yaakov wants to say, there's later we'll have a whole sugya who the Mishnah is going according to. There's one side that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yochanan Hasandler that holds that Maise Shabbos is also min haTorah. That if a person is mechadish a machol through Chilul Shabbos, so it's also to derive benefit from it. And he learns out from the Pasuk, Ushmartem es a Shabbos ki kodesh hi. So he darshens af maiseh kodesh. That maiseh Shabbos is also kodesh, it's also bahanot. Yochel afilu b'shoigik, if the maiseh Shabbos came about through achilu Shabbos b'shoigik, tamad loyme mechaleleho mois yumos. So he explains pshat in the droshe that just like dafki b'meizit mechaleleho mois yumos. So he explains Pshat the Droshes as follows. Just like a person who's Mechalo Shabbos, we get rid of him, you kill him, Mevaren Oisim in Oilom. Also, the Dovo Shenischalo Shabbos Al Yodoi is also Vachile Vahano, that means there's no use for it anymore, Kamay Misas HaMechalo. That is the smiches mechaleleho mois yumos. That dafke if the chilul Shabbos came through a chilul Shabbos b'meizid. So just like the mechalel we get rid of, and he doesn't remain on this world. There's no more use for him on this world. So the same thing, the dover shenischalel al yodoi. Also there's no more use for it on this world, ki kaidishi, and it's also bachilo bano. So this is Shitas Rav Yochanan Hasandler, other Tanoim Acholik. So that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Either the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we don't hold like Rav Yochanan Hasandler, so that's the chiddush. Af al pi shemizchayev b'nafshoi. So there'd be a svara to say that it should be Yosef Achila Bano, according to Abiyach Nasanla. We don't know the Abiyach Nasanla. Shchitosek Sheira. Or there's different Mahalchim, but that is the gist of the Mishnah. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Lafuki Abiyach Nasanla, maybe speaking about Shoigik, but Al Koponim, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. That's what the Feres Yaakov says. Before we go into the sugyim, there is a kasha that the Gedoyle Achroinim ask. There is a Shitas Roven Mesechtes Tmure I Ovid Loi Mahani. If a person did something which he shouldn't have done, he was made a Tmure, or he was an Oynes Shegireish, so there's a whole sugya there. If he was over the Issa, what he shouldn't have done is the chalois chal. He made a chalois. He made a chalois temure, la yomir. He was megarisha, la yuchal agarisha. Is the chalois chal. And then there's other cases, yes, other cases, no, there's limudim. So the Marit asks Akasha, you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. And so why is the Shechita Mata? If we hold the Ovid, Loi Mahani, so why is the Shechita Mata? I'd just like to mention two terutzim on this kasha, the Dogel Melvove in Simon Yudalev says that the whole concept of Yovil Mahani is, if the whole Maise is a Maise that can only be done al Yedei Yisrael, so then the loch is that the Maise isn't Chal. For example, Tmure, now to make a Tmure, lo yomir, lo yuchal agarsha. But Emerson, the Maise Shchite can be done beheta. No, Grat, he did the Shchita on Shabbos. So it comes out that this Shchita was on the Shabbos. So since the Etzem Matir of Shchita can be done beheta, that he was Ma'ariv and Issa Shabbos, and that we won't say Yovid Leimahani. We'll say this Teretz. Let us see the Rashi, B'yom HaKippurim, Mischayev Koris, it's also Mischayev B'Nafshe. Let us see Tosfos. Ashoichet B'Shabbos. Afilu B'Meizid Boi Lukmi. The Gemara one says, a tzad that is speaking about that he was Shoichet B'Meizid. Taime. He B'Meizid, if it's speaking about Meizid, Hayech shchitosek shere. So why is the shchita kosher? V'mumer lechalur shabosois osa lechol mishchitosoi k'demuchach leil. V'mumer lechalur shabos is a din of v'mumer lechol ha-teira kuli. It's not considered a basviche. And you're not allowed to eat from the shchita. K'demuchach leil. So what shat shchitosek shere? Boy, the Begmore boy Lukme Bemezid, the Gemara wants to say it's speaking about Bemezid Berameya. Rameya Isla Beperikat Kama Beperik Zaboyre, the Mumma Le Dover Echot, Ava Mumma Le Chola Teire Kula. Mumma Le Dover Echot is a Mumma Le Chola Teire Kula. So, Dal Dispazundere Din, of Mumal Shabbos, he says, I didn't have a Mumal Cholatayra Kula. A mayor holds that a Mumal Dover Echad is a Mumal Cholatayra Kula. Rabbi Kevega asks if Rabbi Tosfos understood that that's Pshat and Rameya, that a Mumal Dover Echad is a Mumal Cholatayra Kula. And the whole kash is, so how can our Mishnah go according to Rameya? That's the only problem. But if the Mishnah wouldn't go according to Rameya, it's nishkefelech. Mumal Rameya holds, mumal davechot, ava mumal achol ha-teira kula. Fact, Rabbi Kevega, so he says, how did Rameya learn a posik in Chumash? He says, it says a ganev that made tviche is chayim dalet vei. Now, Rameya holds, you need a shchita ruya, a ganev is a mumal dover echot. He not to steal. He stole. He's a mumal dover echot. So v'tomach u'mocha. How can he make tviche? He's chayv tal v'hei. He's a mumal. He's a mumal dover echot. He's a mumal cholatayra kula. That the shchite is possible according to Rameya. That's what Tosfos assume now. So how did Rameya learn pshat and chumash? How did Rameya learn Pshat Mechumish? It's enough in the posik. And he says, Al Yisei, he shechted with a shliach. So he says, first of all, the Gemara learns from the Oy Vamal Bashliach. That's a Pashta Dekro. Pashta Dekro is the Tovach that he himself shechted. Oy is a Ribui. And then he says, there's a Shita that a Mumar is a La Bashliach, is Ma'atem, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Avshluchachem B'nei Bris, a mumal, the shittas that hold that he can make a shliach. So that's a ha'orah from Rabbi Kevega, that I mean, the way Tosfos understood, so the kasha isn't from the kimta that our Mishnah goes, according to Rameya, the kasha is from a posik and chumash. The yesh loima, so Tosfos answers the first kasha, dal Rameya, the hosam befaresye. That din that a mumma le Shabbos is a mumma le Cholatayra Kule is davke is machalu Shabbos pefachesye. So fine. Then yevedim umalocholotere kula vahoche betzine. But here we're talking, so here can be talking about betzine, so he didn't become a muma idei the chilul Shabbos Shabbos. Umiyu lamay damuki karameyer is kosher. That one for him for the kasha, according to the Sekimta, according to Ramei, Ramei don't need this, a special din, chilu Shabbos, b'fachesia, if it didn't a mumu l'chala teire kula. But according to Ramei, a mumu d'avarecha, this a mumu l'chala teire kula. Va'oid yesh loyma, the mishum pam achas loychoshiv mumu. Now Taisa says, I recite, that to get a din mumu, L'chola teire kula from one chilul Shabbos, for l'bifahesye, you don't get a din mumma l'chola teire kula. And let us just mention, Rabbi Kibeger says, what is the svore? V'hasvore, the mishum chad zimne loyhavei mumma, d'ulai mikrehu. It's a mikre, a person, a tuch gefallen. A tuch gefallen and, achi yirogil la soy soy. A mumma lechola teire, din mumma, this is a lechola teire kule. There, he has to be rogil la soy soy. That is a shame, mumma lechola teire kule. So, mamela, and then, Gebuch I saw in Emes Liakev, Rabbi Yankev says, what the Gemara before said, that, Amumma le Shabbosois, have Amumma le Cholatei Rekula, so the Shabbosois is a Loshen Rabbim, so more than one Chilu Shabbos. And he wants to say, if you need Rogel, three times it was a Machalo Shabbos, like this. Once is a mikra, twice is a mikra, three times is bestami as adin muma l'chola teire kula. That's what he wants to say. V'chein mash meperik beiz l'kama. The Omar Hashoychet as a behime, Lizreik Domo Lavedes Kechom. Peshlokish Omar Muteres. Now let us explain what's happening over there. By Kochim, we have a loche Mechashvin Meavoide Lavoide, which means as follows. The person shechted a Kolbman, Al Menas, and he thought Peshas Shchita Lizreik Domo Lemochel. That means, so this was, he's Isaac and Shchita, and he's thinking he'll be Zoyrek Lemochel. No, later, he was Zoyrek today. So there's a dim piggle. Because I was Machashev Peshas Shchita to be Zoyrek Lemochel. It's a dim Machashev me avoida la avoida. So now there's a Machloikis, that's by Kodesh. What's the din by avoid the zor? Is there also such a concept, mechashvim, may avoid the la avoid it? That means a person is shechting, behime. He shechts behime of himself. But he wants to be zorik the dam la avoid the zor. He wants to make the zrikas adam la avoid the zor. Does the behime become takruvis avoid the zor with this machshove b'shash shchite? Yes or no? The machloek is Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan says, yeah, it's just like by Kaidish, there's such a din, machash me avoid or avoid, by avoid is others, also such a din. Lameidim chutz mipnim. In Reish Lakish, I'm a muteres. No, it didn't become takhubas avoid is ore. The valley, he shechted for himself. He thought it'll be zayrik la avoid is ore. That is no such thing. Fine. Muteres. Now, the word muteres is debatable. Muteres could mean it's not takruvis avodah zarah. But, Reish Lakish omar muteres, upeirish bekunteres, muteres bachila. Rashi said pshat, it's muta bachila. Now, Rashi said it's muta bachila. Now, According to Rashi, we have a problem. We have to understand, even though the behemoth does not become takrubas avodah zarah, according to Reish Lakish, al tadin of machashvin, there's no din of machashvin may avoid lagabi the kolden. Upon the person is a din of an avodah avodah zarah. That's for sure. He has a din of avodah avodah zarah and will kill him. He's an avodah avodah zarah. But the behemoth doesn't become takrubas avodah zarah. Uperish bekuntres, muteres bachila. The behemoth is muter bachila. Vahosam gavre bal ketolohu. Will kill him for this machshove. Kedamrini perk dalad mises de moide resh lokish de bal ketolohu. But the behemoth didn't become takrubis avayde zohar. They're two different things. That means the machshove that he has b'shas shrita lizroik. Lizroik as Adam lavay the zore gives him a din of an oived lavay the zore, but it doesn't answer the behemah. Midi da have, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin says midi da have a mishtach v'laha. A person worships a ha, he's mishtach v'laha. Da har muter, da har is muter bano because mechuber is in nesa. V'oit lay besayif and the mishtach is chayim misa. So it does not necessarily mean that if a person, it does not necessarily mean if a person is of an oibed avodah zarah that there should be a nevad. So the same thing, if a person wants to be zayrik l'avodah zarah, it does not necessarily mean that the behemah becomes takrubis avodah zarah. So now Tosfos says araya to this yesod. This person is a mumma l'avodah zarah, which is zikha mumma l'chala ta'ira kula. No. And Rashi, in the Gemara says it's muteres, and Rashi says muteres b'achile. So the shail is, let's forget about avodah zarah, but he's a mumma, so l'chayra shchitas mumma is possible. How does it become muter Bachila is a riot. So this you saw it. One time you don't become a mumma. It's a mikra. You have to do it a few times. Then he falls into the category of a mumma. Ba'oid omrinen lekamam besoy perik sheini. Another riot Tosfos brings. Afilu laman da'oma odam oiser dovo sheini shaloi. There's such a concept that odam oiser dovo sheini shaloi. Hani mili oived kechov. Avoli Yisrael litzurei ba'al mekom mechavim. The Gemara says like this. If, for example, a goy will be menasach yayin shall Yisrael, so who are you to be menasach? I was menasach. So if you're older ma'isa dover shayne shaloi, comes yayin esa. That's dafke by a goy. A yid. He said, I'm a nasach elavay de zore. I'm not choyshed ayid would do such a thing. So what's shot? He wants to pull his leg. He wants to be mitzayim a little bit. So Memele, so he said, I was a nasach elavay de zore, but he zikha didn't mean it. Mainly, he's choyshed to be mitzayim at zaytid, but not to be a nevid elavay de zore. That's not, so Memele, it's mutter.
Two people are holding a sakin. Vishoichetin and they're shechting. Echod l'shem, echod mikol elu. One is shechting, he says, him shechting l'shem horim, l'shem gvois. I mean, l'shem avaydizor. Ve'echod l'shem dova kosher. You don't want to shechting, l'shem dova kosher, not l'shem dova, the avaydizor. Shchitosai psula. So the shchita is psula. So what is pshat in this tabayel? Shchitosai psula. That means I have over here that l'chayre shchitosai psula. That means I have here a shchita of eilif koiches. We have a shchita of a person who's shechting l'avodah zarah. I have a shchita of a person who's shechting l'dovah kosher. Shchitosai psula.
So l'chayre shchita se psula, l'chayre means, it's also ba'no, it's takrubes abayinazor, he's shechting labayinazor. So l'chayre, so the Gemara is asking a kasha. He just told me, Ayid never means what he says. He's saying he's shechting l'dovaracha. He doesn't mean what he says. L'tzuri kamachab. U'mishani hoche b'mayeskinim b'yisrael mumma. Now, l'tzuri kamachab means, if this is Ayid, he doesn't have a past history of being an oivet avaydezor, he's just going and shechting. He's saying he's taking Yenim Zach and Shechting Lavaydezore, so we say, he doesn't mean what he said, he just wants to be Mitzayer. But here we're speaking about a Mumma already. This person was talking a Mumma. Now if he's a Mumma, then just like a guy means what he's doing. So a Mumma also means what he's doing. Meshani hoch by a skin and be a Israel Mumma. Vahasht, fraktois v'sakashe, given the mumahu, v'loi shum echod mikolaylu, teipek lay the posel. Fraktois v's, so why does it say, if we're speaking about a mumah, so why does it say that if the shrita is posel, if he shechted lavoy de zore, he doesn't have to shecht lavoy de zore. If we are speaking about a mumma, so a mumma, we assume he is a mumma. So then the shchita, you don't assume anything. So then the shchita is possible because he's a mumma. If we're speaking about a mumma, if we are speaking about a mumma, so then we don't need that he is the shech. For l'shem avodah zarah, the shechita of a mumah is possible. V'loy shemechad mikom elo teipek lay the possible. Avli bechad zimna lay itzer shechita soy neiche. But if you'll say that the din mumah l'cholatay rekula does not come about with one shechita, so if the Dion is, does he mean what he says? So since we know he shechted once Lavei de Zorim, so Memele Mestame, I know that he shechted once Lavei de Zorim, so then I can assume that what he's saying now he means. So if he shechted Ledover Acher, that Lavei de Zorim, I assume Itake he means it, because he shechted once Lavei de Zorim, Mestame means to shecht again, then I don't say Letzuri Kamechav. But if you'll say, so that's good, but if you'll say that if after one time he gets a din mumma l'cholatay rekulem, so I can't be talking about a mumma, because if he's a mumma, you don't need that he was shechted l'davaracha. Afilo he shechted stamazay, but it's a shechitas mumma. It's possible. So Tois Gishpart, that this is Shittas HaToisus, that after one time, it will not become a mumma. Zog the Gemara. Oma Rav Hune Dorish Chiyah Barav Mishmei de Rav. Chiyah, the son of Rav, said in Rav's name, Asure Ba'achilo L'yoyme. That even though we said Shchitos HaKshayro, but you're not allowed to eat it in Shabbos. A person shechted a beim in Shabbos, it's a kosher, it's a shitosa ikshera, you're allowed to eat it, but not in Shabbos. And we'll see the makayer, because why did the Mishnah have to mention Yom Kippur? So I mentioned Yom Kippur to be meramis to us that this, a sheichet for Shabbos is just like a sheichet for Yom Kippur, just like a sheichet for Yom Kippur, but it's Geshachtim Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, because it's Yom Kippur, so Sheikhet B'Shabbos, you're also not allowed to eat. So B'Mel, that's what Rab said, Asure Ba'achilo L'Yoyma, you're not allowed to eat. V'Nosmin Chavraya L'Meyma, period. We didn't say why, what, and when. V'Nosmin Chavraya L'Meyma Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda he. That the reason you're not allowed to eat it, because the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's why you're not allowed to eat it. Let us see what Rashi says. Asura bachile mishum shrite Shabbos. I don't know what Rashi means over here. Okay, but we'll see later. L'yoyma bafilu bolechel bosachai. Afilu in Shabbos, he wants to eat it raw. Not allowed to eat it. V'nosvin chavray, b'nei yeshiva al ola al daitam loyma. They wanted to say, from this memory of Rav, the masnisin, the pirsha Rav dasura bachilu l'yoyma, mishum de kesova masnisin Rav Yehudi. V'dayik time lekamon, the time of Rav, that Rav said, he's not allowed to eat it, minutoni Shabbos to Yom Kippur, Alma sura bachilu l'yoyme, svila tanda de masnisin. So the Gemara wanted to say, so if Rav said it's also bachilu, mistome, he holds that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Frag the Gemara, hi Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda is they mean to say that it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that is why you're not allowed to eat it. Oma Rab Abe Rab Yehuda Dachonei. Rab Yehuda Dachone Disnan Machatchen es Hadluyim Lifnei Abaheime es Hanevela Lifnei Aklovin. One is permitted to cut up Diluyim, squashes face Lifnei Abaheime in Shabbos, es Hanevela Lifnei Aklovin. Not to cut up an avela for klovim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo yhoisa nevela me erev Shabbos, is a shal mestamach tirche, la to be matriach for machol behemet, pakat tanakam se shil out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo yhoisa nevela me erev Shabbos, asure lefi she'eino minamucha. Because it wasn't oimed to be Machel Klovim, that means the Bein made a heart attack on Shabbos, which was unexpected. So Memele, it wasn't Oimet to be a Machel Klovim, it was Oimet to be a Machel Behemet, so it wasn't Muchen to be a Machel Klovim. So Memele, therefore, you're not allowed to give it to Klovim. Alme, given the loy ischan may esmoil asura, since it wasn't oimid, it wasn't huzman to be a machel klovim, so you're not allowed to give it to klovim. Ochinami, given loy ischan may esmoil asura. See, also here it wasn't oimid to be geshochten on Shabbos, so it wasn't muchen to be geshochten and eaten on Shabbos, so it's eina mina muchen. Now, we have here a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, Mestamu, which is Rabbi Shimon. I'd like to read to you a lotion of the stipler, Kila Shakev, Mesechtes, Beye, Simen Dalet, which is very enlightening. This is a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Here we have a machloikis by a behemish in this Nablo B'Shabbos. A machloikis is Negeya many in Yonim, and I'd just like to read to you how the stipler explains the Yesoid of the Machlokes. Yesoid Machlokusam hu bedover shaloi hechine behedye. He was not making it behedye that he's going to use this for Shabbos. Vigam loi dochoi behedye. But also he wasn't matched that he won't use it for Shabbos. That means there wasn't a positive achone, and there wasn't a negative pu'ule that to show that he won't use it for Shabbos. That means, for example, groigris etzmukim shehel on the gag. They used to bring up groigris etzmukim to a roof to dry up, and this was a procedure that took a few days. During this procedure, they weren't edible. It wasn't right to eat. It was dried up, whatever it was. But benkach, they weren't edible. So the Gemara says, afilu according to Rav Shimon, that holds it's not mukzeh, but if it's dochei biyodayim, that means he put up these droigris over here, that and he realized that he put them up Thursday, and they'll first be ready Tuesday, let's say, and he knew in between they're not edible. So this was dochei biyodayim. This is zichanat oimit to be used Shabbos, because it won't be edible. Now later, for some reason, he wants to use it. So this is called Einimina Muchan Afil according to Rab Shimon. That's Doche Biyodai. The Machloikis, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon is Loi Doche Biyodai, but Loi Echinoi, but there was no positive Achone. Izeh Choshuv, Bilti Muchan, is this called not Muchan? We'll see later, there's a posik veichinu as Hashem yeviu, that everything that will be, that should, that is used in Shabbos should be mucham koidim Shabbos to be used in Shabbos. He wasn't matchit, but at the same time he wasn't making it. Devadai. So now he gives two cases, just we should have a picture of what the machlekes is all about. Shemen Shebener. Shemen Shebener means as follows. A person filled up a receptacle with oil. And what is the purpose of the filling up the receptacle with oil? He wants to burn it. Sometimes the wick burns out and you have Shemen left over. Shemen left over, now he's short, he's making... making eggs and tzibbolis on Shabbos, and the short of Shemen, oh, Baruch Hashem, the Ner blew out, he has Shemen left over, can he use this Shemen for his salad now? Can he use it, yes or no? The Machloik is Rab Shimon Rab Yehuda. Rab Shimon says, B'chol HaKovet, he can use it. He knew there's a possibility. He wasn't making it for the salad. He put it into the ner. There's a possibility that the ner will not burn out completely. So that's also called minamuchan. That's not called doche biyadayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, but he wasn't making it for the salad. That's, he says, davadi shemen shebener leichinei mamish. He wasn't making it. Sherei ladlokin losnei. It's not called that. No, this shemen will not be used. Given the iket sadish tamshus itechoba hamer. If the nail is going to burn out, burns out sometime. So there's a possibility. Or atan the goylus. Let's talk about yontif. Atan the goylus lebeitzosa. That means he the chana by yontif also. This chicken, he thought he wouldn't shecht it now. It's more that lays eggs, and he's getting a big profit from it. His time, he didn't think that he's going to shift it. Putzel gets yontav, and he gets company, and he doesn't have food, and the chicken will shecht. So this also was not doche biyadayim, it wasn't hechinoi. The nehei de lo yichtei befeirish lihishtamsha shalei, there was no yichud that he's going to use it. Mikom vakim gam kein lo yidachoy behedit, he wasn't matchit. Vezeh choshiv muchon l'Rab Shimon, l'Rab Yehuda l'choshiv muchon, elama shem yuchot b'mefurish l'tzorche. Muchon, according to Rab Yehuda, means it's miyuchit for this, it's oimit for this. The Yisoid Din Ze, the Einoi Muchon as Machinen Rabbonon Akroi, the Mekor, such a thing, that what I use, Shabbos, has to be Muchon Miboid Yoim, for this use on Shabbos, the Veheichinu, the Binin Shiei Muchon. The Dovo She'enei Muchon is also the Tzori. Now it's used for Shabbos. Tzorchei Shabbos has to have to be from something that was Huchan Mibi'oidyoin to be used for Shabbos. The Shal is what's called Muchon. Now let's go back to our Machloikis. And now this is a Machloikis. You had a behemoth that died in the middle of Shabbos. He wasn't thinking of serving the club and this behemoth. He had other things in mind. But now, Dashkoch al yoyne made that this Bema died in Shabbos is good. So now we might as there's a possibility. I mean that the Bema can die in Shabbos. So Bemele, so according to Rab Shimon, so that's called Minamuchan. The possibility makes a Minamuchan. According to Rab Yudah, no, you have to be making it. You need a positive. He wasn't making this Bema for dog food. He thought that he's going to use it for a steak Sunday. For dogs, you're going to use it. Or he'll use it legato vlodis, I mean, whatever it is. He had other intentions. So Memele, so this is Rabbi Yehuda. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need a positive achone in order that it should be considered minamucha. Yeah? Now, let us see Rashi. So far, Zot Rashi. Hai Rabbi Yehuda, me'eze mishnes Rabbi Yehuda yishomer rab da asure ba'achilo liyayim. Es adiluyim atlushim. Ves hanevela afilu meiso hayoyim b'shabes. That sheet is Rabbi Shimon. Sheine minamuchan esmo kshekidish hayoyim. When it became Shabbos, it wasn't Oymed Lemachol Klovim. The Loi Ischen, the Loi Yizdamna Lekach. Oche Nami Esma Loi Hoysa Oymedes Lekach. Kin the Meforish Vooza Lekamei. The Legadel Vlodois Hoysa Oymedes. It was Oymed to be used for Gadel Vlodois. Vasure mishum mukze, umukze asure midarabono. Now, it bothers me, these three words, what Rashi says, umukze asure midarabono, I would just like to say over a lotion of the Chidushek Sam Seifa Mesechtes Beye, Madure Tinyone, Daflamet Gimelamet Beis, the Chidushek Sam Seifa, Umukze la achila, this din of minamuchen, hu korev li de yeiraise, oi de yeiraise, basmachu akro, bohoye biye meshishi, bechino as a shayebiu, and memele, shein lechel bishabes ayonta belisho huchen me esmo. Chol she mukze midata yare loy huchen. So, this is a chsam sefer, and I shall say all of a sudden, I don't know, did they bring down the mamshe? Bechal Rashi is a pistol about why, how this comes in, why they have to know this now. Vasura mishu mukze, mukze asura midarabonam. I don't know what Rashi, what, I mean, if this stems with the Chassam Sefer, we mentioned the Kiddush Akav also says, asmachua, I mean, this didn't, if it has to be mucham. Not something mukze asura midarabonam. Let us go further in the Gemara. Okanami, yeah. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye said, Midomi, a comparison. Hosam miikore muchan lo odom. Before it was aimed for Tashmishe odom. Vahashte muchan lo klovim. And now after it died, it can only be dog food. So that's called Einemina muchan. Oche miikore muchan lo odom. So, L'chayre Abaye meant to ask as follows, that a behemah, what is a behemah oimid? A behemah is oimid for steaks, you're going to shecht it. So it was oimid to be eaten, and now someone shechted it in Shabbos, so so that's called minamuchan. That's called minamuchan. That means the shimush. You're bringing something that a behema was not oimed lachilas klovim. So memela was oimed for a different shimush. So memela, you're only allowed to use in Shabbos, but it was oimed to be used. Fine. So it was oimed for animal food. You can use it for dog food. But over here, it was oimed for achilas odom. So Mamela, so it's not Minamuchan, it's no problem Minamuchan. That was Abaye's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Misavres behemah b'chayel achiloi medes. You think a behemah is oimed to be eaten? Behemah b'chayel legadoloi medes. No, we can have a lot of mothers yet. This is an oimed to be eaten. It's a lot of time for that. So it wasn't oimed b'chlal to be eaten. You wait another 5 years, then you'll think about shechting it. So memele, so it wasn't muchen to be eaten. So tzayne mina muchen. That is, so far the Gemara. So memele, so this is Rabbi Yehuda, that it's tzayne mina muchen. Let us see Tosfos. Omar Rav Huna, Doresh Chiya Barav, Mishmei Darav. Teime, the Bechol Duchte Mashme, Rav Huna Oye Godlu Mimenu, Rav Huna was bigger than Chiya Barav. Perk Yesh Ve'erchin, Dav Metzair Le'i Rav Huna L'Chiya Barav, Perk Alekech Behemet Da'oma Le'i Chiya Barav, L'Rav Huna Rebbe, Porish Estvorecho. And here, Oma Rav Huna Doresh Chiya Barav Mishmei Darav. So Tosfos bleibt bei Akasha, Teime. Hayson Yisa Brochi wants to say something very geschmack. He wants to say that that could very well be that Chiya Barav was smaller than Rav Huna. He was a Rebbe of Rav Huna. That's true. But Chiya Barav was Rav's son. He said over a memre Mishmei de Rav. He was talking about what Rav said. Rav said a shtik teira na Mishneh. He heard it from his Talmud, but the Talmud is saying a member of Rav. A member of Rav. Rav Huna was, he was a Talmud of Rav, but it's a mele, so he said over. He didn't hear this directly from Rav. He heard this from Chiya Barav. The Tosfos weiter, Venos min chavraya lemeima Rabbi Yehuda. The Bnei Yeshiva said that it's also b'achila, that what Rav meant, it's also b'achila, is because it's going according to Rav Yehuda. V'im toimer, avol ha-rabono, according to Rav Shimon, shari b'achila, afilu b'ayvayim, according to Rav Shimon, there's no chesor min amuchan, even though it was oimed for the god of blood, but al kaponim was not tochi b'yadai. So memele, according to the rabbono, no mimutati v'im taima ben yochel lemoilcha b'shabes. You're not allowed to salt it. It is a isar of dam. We have a shaila. You're allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. Shemeshemayim at Shabbos. Not allowed to salt it. Why aren't you allowed to salt it? So it's nearer ke ma'abed. That means, really, it's not ma'abed. It is if you salt iris, it could be that there's a ma'abed. But any but boichlam, but mid rabbonon, it's also. Mid rabbonon, it's also to salt basot. It's nearer ke ma'abed. You're misaken it in the lotion. Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Chaf Aleph, Sivkot Chaf Aleph, Da'af al gav dein ibud ba'oichlem mideraise, b'kol mokim osa dimechzi ki ibud, shahamelach machshir ha'oichl u'misaknoi. It's machshir da'oichl, like this you can eat it, it's osa al dam and dos, it's misakne, so kaponim, it's nire kemab, it's osa midarabon. So memele, So the Gemara seems to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed, not allowed to eat it. According to Rabban, you're allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. It's because you're not allowed to make malicha. So Tosfos, v'yishleimich yin sha'ovar ha'mochel. No, he akasha v'mais, he salted it, finished. He salted it, so now, the shells, you're allowed to eat it. Inami b'loy malicha, nami shori b'umtza. So Tosfos, I got news for you. Afilu, you don't salt meat, you eat it raw. It's mutter, you're allowed to eat raw meat. Aval gav de'ike lav bedam hanivla be'ivorim. There's different isuri dam. Dam ha-nivla be-eivorim is this a lab. Kidoma be-perek dam shchite. So if I don't salt it, so I'm eating dam eivorim. So Tosfos, hani mili heiche de perish l'chutz. That's dafke, if this dam left the eiver, then it's called dam eivorim, and dam eivorim is a lab. Avol kozman shaloi pirish muta. But if it's in the Eva, that's where I once saw the Lomda says, Kozman's in the Eva, is a shame Basar. Doesn't have a shame Dam. So it's called Basar. So Memele gets the shame Dam when it's Pirish. So Memele, so she'll have to eat it. But Kozman, she'll have Pirish, Mutter. Kidemuchach bepere kola Basar. Shohoyu oichlen koveit. The Gemara says later they used to eat raw liver, actually niflat domai, before the dam came out, which the kavi the skulei dam, the choltilei bechala, they used to go and put it in vinegar, it seems the vinegar made that it shouldn't come out the dam, the iu shore, and that, then you're allowed to eat the kavi, the liver, Bechol yeshore, and the vinegar is also mutter. Bechol yeosa, inami yeosa, the rechi, the poli, to the bola. That means, if we say the vinegar becomes osa, vama nami osa, kiker shechotach olea boso, if a person cut meat on bread, is also lo eichlo, you're not allowed to eat the bread, because the water, the dam that came out of the bosar is also, this is dam eivorim. Aval bosar atz me muta, the bosar you're allowed to eat. So what's pshat? That's pshat. Pshat is that dam eivorim is only also, if it's pirish from the eivor, then it's also dam eivorim, but kol man it's Kolul in the Eva, it's a din of Eva, doesn't have a din of Dam. Ube Perik Mefanim, Gabi Boso Tofel, Oso Le Taltloi, Amrinen. The Gemara says, Toso Le Taltloi, Amrinen, the Barav Zeshori. If you have a raw piece of meat that wasn't salted, which is not at all tasty and edible, so it's Mukta, people don't eat it, so it's mukta. About the bar abze, but if you have from a goose, from a, that a raw piece of meat that wasn't salted, shori, mishim dechosi lumtza, that people eat raw, the meat isn't so tough. So mamela, this is oimed lachila, so it's not mukta. So again, how do you eat it? It's this dam there. Ulekamon b'shmaiten omar ha-shoichet l'choyle b'shabes muter l'bori b'umtze. It says, the halach is like this. The halach is if a person cooks, let's say he cooks meat for choyle sheyesh b'isakon. So it was cooked for choyle sheyesh b'isakon. So me'ikar adin, so the choyle, he cooked them. The doctor said he needed 5 ounces of meat. He cooked 5 ounces of meat. The chayla ate 4 ounces, left over now. The shayla is a bori allowed to eat the extra ounce. It's a shodet. So, me'ika dinner would be mutter. I mean, it wasn't cooked for, it was cooked, it had to be cooked nefesh. But you're not allowed to eat it because if a bori will be allowed to eat the 5th ounce, so the chazawa geyser maybe, by the next time we'll tell him, you know, when you're putting it to the pot, put in the ready, cooking ready on Shabbos. I mean, can have fresh meat on Shabbos. I put in 8 ounces already. So Mamela Chazal Asel said that if there was a bishul, a tzayra chaylish yesh b'yisakone, that a bori is not permitted to derive benefit. Because there's a chash maybe, he'll be marve b'shiyurim l'tzayra chabot. But what if he shechted a behemoth for a chayla sheyesh b'sakone? So there when you shecht a behemoth for a chayla sheyesh b'sakone, you have a whole behemoth. So there's no chash. I mean, so this behemoth, since it was done beheta, a bori is allowed to eat it. Mutter Labori Bumtze. So you see klar this Yesod, that what was the Isser Dam? There's no Isser Dam, since it's not Dam Shepirish. Umitoich kach nire. So now we just had a Moiradiki Yesod. I'm telling you, the Yesod over here, which Toys had a Bingrayas from Shad. That even though Dam Eivorim is also Minatoire, that Stavke after it's Pirish from the Eva. But Kozman, it's not Pirish from the Eva, even though it's Dam, no problem whatsoever. Umitoich kach nire, the Bosol Litzli, Leiboy Meliche Klau. So if a person wants to roast meat, he doesn't have to salt it at all. The Dam Eivorim Shalai Pirish, that means whatever come. Now let's just talk a little bit. When a person does not salt meat, and he cooks it in a pot, so we know what happens. So the dam comes out. Are you there, Bishop? Oh, this is dam. Ivorim Shepirish. Then it goes back into the bosa. Then I'll kapon him. Then we're playing around with an iser dam. So that's why you have to salt meat, because you want to cook it. But Taisvis said, but what if you want to roast meat? So Mamela's Moiradik. Whatever dam will come out through the process of roasting, so it's out, no problem, got burnt. Whatever dam remains, he doesn't want it roasted well, it wants it rare, that what remains, is no problem. So Zuktaisis will come out of Chiddush, that when you roast meat, you don't have to salt it. This is only with this Yesod, that you need dam shepirish, so by Bosol Tzli, there's no problem. Mitoich kach nira de bosa letzu leiboy meliche klau. De dam eivorim shalai piri shori. Vechein oimer rabbeinu tam paskin like that. Veloi mi boi kshenitzla bosa yofa veniflat kol adom in a bosa de shori. That's question. If it's not tender, if it was roasted very well, and all the dam came out of the zichano, that zichano chiddish, that there's no dam left over. It's also mutam. So Taisvis, now Taisvis just said a yisod that you need dam shepirish. So we partially understand kol zman it's kolol in the eva, it has a din of day, it has a din of boso, gets a din of dam when it's pirish. It does move. If you put basar on a fire, the dam in the basar will move from one side to another side. It'll move. Or it'll move from the top of the meat towards the bottom of the meat, and then you took it off the flame. It moved. The dam moved. It's dam shapirish. Sektaisves. That's not called Dam Shepirish. So there it said also, so when you were cutting it, the meat must have also started moving. Whatever went on the kicker, that's Dam Shepirish. It also moved a little bit. Fine. So, Mamela, everything is good. Behold, Amrina, Beper, Kalabosa, Gabi Rav Sheishes, the Molach, Garma, Garma. Rav Sheishes said, when you salt meat, you have to salt each piece separately. You can't put one piece on top of another piece. Each piece has to be separate. So the Gemara says, my time. Why? Loi mishum de porish mahai ubolahai. So Moses says, you know why he holds? He can't put one piece on top of the other. Because when he salts the top piece, so the salt extracts the dam from the top piece, goes into the bottom piece. And my mele, fine, we'll see in a minute. Is chodenami, so the Gemara says, so by one piece you also have the same problem. Polish mahaigise, ubola bahaigise. And now Tosfos got a little stuck. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? Here we're talking about Dam Shapiro. Tosfos told us Yesoides. Tosfos told us Yesoides that Dam Shapiro is only left the meat. Then it's awesome. But if sometimes they moved around in the meat, that's not called Dam Shapiro. That was Tosfos Yesoides. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is a kasha and Rav Sheish is, what did he accomplish by salting one piece? But also, Porish Mahagisa Abola Bahagisa. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So Tosfos had a problem. What's the problem over there? And for Tosfos, awesome, Porish Lagamri Luchutz Mahagisa Koma. So Tosfos says, no, the Gemara means not to go from one side to the other side. It leaves the Bosa, comes back into the Bosa. That's what the Gemara means. Zamardik Yekashi from Rabbi Kevegel, but he asks in Gilyan Ashas, but in the Chiddush Rabbi Kevegel, he explains the Kashi much more better. He says, he doesn't understand. Tosfos had a problem. There's a stira from that Gemara. That's Pshat. Tosfos said, no Pshat the Gemara. He says, the Gemara's Pashat. He doesn't understand what the problem is. But let's go back to the beginning. Rav Sheishis did not salt two pieces of meat together. Why? Because the salt came out from the top piece and went into the bottom piece. He didn't smell it. Problem. It went out. Dam Shapirish, it's also. Let's think for 1 minute. Fine, it went out. But he salted the bottom piece also. So the salt extracts the blood. So a little new blood comes in, so the salt will extract it. What's Pshat in Rav Sheishis? So he says, so you see from Rav Sheishis, Amir de Kizach, salt only extracts the normal blood that the behemoth had, that salt, the salt extracts. If a strange dam that does not belong here, that was not here, mitaylod, that comes in, that salt is not capable of extracting. That's what Rav Sheishis said. So memele, that's what you see from Rav Sheishis. Frek the Gemara, oh boy, so that's a moedik echidish. So Rav Sheishis, how do you salt one piece of meat? It goes from one side to the other side, it moves. So Tosfos said, but it didn't go out. You're right, it didn't go out. But there was dam that moved from one side to the other side. Now this dam that moved, you say, the salt won't extract it anymore. This is already shaloi bim toime. This is a strange dam. So if this is strange dam, so the Gemara says in Kashan Rav Sheishis, so if you're saying such a yesod, that melach is not capable of extracting dam shaloi bim kaimoi, that's what you're saying over here. So how do you salt one piece of meat? It moved. And what's gonna be? They still have dam over. Because that dam that moved, the melach will not extract. And now you're gonna cook it. And you're gonna cook, and that dam was not extracted. And that dam will come out. And therefore, that's John the Gemara's kash. And the Gemara shlugs up on shashes because of that. That you're wrong. The melach extracts all the dam. That's the Gemara shlugs up on shashes. But Al Kaponim, he says, why did Tyson have a problem in that Gemara? There's no problem in the Gemara. Rav Sheishis said a chiddush that dam that was not there mitaylod that cannot be extracted by melech. That was the chiddush of Rav Sheishis. So memela, so the Gemara asked by one piece, you have the same problem. So mekvega buys by tzorchi and god. And the chiddushim. Ba'od amrine beper kame debeye. Vishovin shemolchin olav basal etzli. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to be meileach oiris. Oiris in Yontav, you're not to be, that's a ma'abed deraisa. So the Gemara says, but if you spread out a oir, and I'll put some meat on top of it, I want it salted for roasting. So when you salt for roasting, you don't salt it with too heavy a coat of salt. So I don't have to be afraid that the salt will go on the oir. see a lot of salt, meat, on meat that's oimed to be roasted, in parentheses, that means it doesn't need too much salt, you're allowed to salt this on the oil and you have nothing but to worry about. V'shavin shemilchen olav basal itzli. So this is a little problematic. Basal itzli, that we just said that when you roast meat, you don't have to salt it. V'shavin shemilchen olav basal itzli. Hataisa says, loy mishum delitzer beloy malicha. No. You have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. That the Gemara means as follows. Not that'll be usa without salting. Eliminiku limloyach basa litzli. So I saw an emes liyakev, Rabbi Yankev, he has a pilpul. Let's not go into the whole cheshbon. He once says, what is pshat in Tosfos? He says, others loim pshat, that miniku limloyach basa litzli, that means, Me'ikar adin, you don't have to salt it. But the minig is that you do salt sli. What's that, the minig? Why do you salt sli? The former mentioned, good and love this, you don't need it, but the minig is that you salt sli. So Rabbi Yankev says, if that's pshat, so it's a minig midivrei chazal to salt sli, so that means, so it's not worse than gebox. I mean, it's a minig midibe chazal. It's a minig that you salt sleep. That's one way to learn. Okay, once you say that's not pshat. Taisus means the minig is to salt sleep. It should taste better. That's why. That taisus doesn't mean halachically the minig is you salt sleep. Once asked the Rebbe when he cuts his nails before he goes to the minig. After he goes to the mikveh, he cuts his nail. No, I see you. So I say you have to cut the nails after the mikveh. Finally, it's the rebbe why? Because they're softer. So upon him. So there's no beginning. The minig is to salt it because it tastes better. That's pshat, and not that you can build a halacha from this. Ubakoymetz rabe the oma molchay vahivchay bechayza umolchay. The Gemara is speaking about where there's a mitzvah called Kabonecha Takrib Melach. You have to salt the Kabonis. So the Gemara says, Melchai V'Hoichai. First you salt it, then you turn it over, V'Chayzer U'Molchai, and then you salt it again. Fine, that's Halacha in Kabonis. V'Marabe V'Chein Likdeira. That means, we're talking about Hilchas Kabonis. Let me tell you, when you salt meat, you want to cook in a pot, also that's the oifen how you salt it. Melchai, v'hoifchai, v'chayzer amob. Fine. V'loi gar sinan v'chein litzli. There was a girse, that others were geiris v'chein litzli. So that would mean already, you can't say this pshat that salted for so it would seem that there's a halacha, and you have to salt tzli. V'chein litzli is also melchei v'hoifchei v'chayzer melchei. Abu Chana wants to say, perhaps we could be miyashav this gilse. There's a din al kol kalbon chotakrib melach. So that's a din in a kol ben yidid melach. So he said, could be v'chein litzli means that what is if a person wants, now you have there's a chelik of the kol that has to be eaten. So it's like this. So if he's going to cook that, if I say tzich, you need melicha, forget about the kol. You need melicha als poshet, als the yisrael dam. The Gemara says, v'chein litzli, the Gemara is not speaking about samazay tzli, the Gemara is speaking about, if you want to be tzoyle the psar ha-kolben, so memela als the din of al kol kabon chotakrim melach, the din takrim melach was not only said on the chelik that you makter al mizbeach, no, the chelik hanechal, you also have to be meleach. So that's pshat in the Gemara, v'chein litzli. That means have a makdeir, it's poshet, I mean, not talking about the most thing about a kol. that a Kolbman, you have to be Melech al-Beis Tzodok because of the din al-Kol Kabontcho Takri Melech.